with Lucy Milazzo
across our University City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
With The Narcissist playing on Cambridge 105 Radio. Lucy Milazzo here with you at home this evening. It's 4:45. I'm joined in the studio now by Pina, food blogger friend to the show. We are talking all things food for the next good at least 10 minutes or so. Good afternoon, good evening. I prefer to say evening when it's dark outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. I'm happy to be in the studio.
Yes. And it's nice and warm in here as well.
Yes.
What are the topics for discussion this afternoon? What are you bringing us for the news, the foodie news for the month of March?
I was putting together a little list of what to talk about, and then I realised they're all on Mill Road. So, it's probably my favourite foodie road. So, there's a couple of, not necessarily new places. So one of them's been around for about a year, and it's just some really good spots and new menus. The first one is Botany Foodie.
Right. Now, tell me, because I think I keep walking past this one and barely sort of notice it until I've walked past.
It's the one that's got all the artificial flowers around the door, and inside it's got an artificial cherry blossom.
Yeah, okay, so that is the one.
So
it's on one of the corners, isn't
it? Yes, corner of Campbell Street, Cavendish, just before, like after the bridge and before the Broadway section.
Right, in the Romsey area.
That little corner unit.
So what goes on at the Botany Turkish Cafe?
Yes, it's a little Turkish cafe, and it's actually open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, which is great. It's a small place. There's only a few tables inside. It's got some counter seating and the tables outside, which will be lovely in the summer. But they have a really, really nice Turkish menu and very welcoming. And they're sort of new in the sense that they've been at that location for about a year, almost a year to the day now.
Mm.
They were online before selling dried fruit and nuts and baklava. They were like an online shop. And then I think they had like a little shop on Chesterton Road. But they've basically taken over this unit. And it's been really popular. It really gets my attention. Their Turkish breakfast looks amazing, which I need to go back for.
Have you had the Turkish breakfast?
I haven't had the breakfast, but the breakfast looks really lovely because the Turkish layout where you've got these small little plates of things like olives and cucumbers and tomatoes and all these little dishes. So
this
really
is absolutely brilliant news to my ears because I was... couple of things. I was watching Rick Stein on one of the foodie channels, and I think he was in Turkey and he had the Turkish breakfast, and they just kept on bringing plates and plates and plates and plates of food out.
It's really good.
Bread, lovely tomatoes, olive oil, hummus, whatever else.
Yeah.
And recently there's been this whole thing, like food-wise online, about just for breakfast, we're doing it wrong. It shouldn't be about sugar, and we should be looking to...
Exactly. It's like, more of a savoury breakfast, which is what I love. So I went for lunch, and I had like the lunch menu. And it was really nice. I mean, first of all, you get such a warm welcome. And I'm sure it was the owner that welcomed me. And, you know, whips out like a little tray of Turkish delight. Here, have some. And you're like tasting the Turkish delight. Oh, that's lovely. And then you get the menu and some of the things that you don't necessarily know what the dishes are. And I was really proud to explain them and see how they're eaten and give you the choice. So we just had some really lovely fresh food. I started with something that is sort of reminiscent of a bagel and a pretzel, and it's round and it's loaded with sesame seeds, and it's called the Istanbul Simit, and it's served warm. So you can either go in and just get that to go and eat like a lovely little piece of bread.
Lovely.
And recommended that to have that with feta cheese, so you get a little bit of the salty savory with it, and you're having this warm, soft, you know, pretzel type flavor. It was so good. So we started with that, and then... one of us had the sandwich, which was the Botany Kofta special. So it's the kofta mincemeat between their own special flatbread. So between two pieces of flatbread and then with melted cheese and chili sauce. And I had a lahmacun, which is what they call the Turkish pizza, which is a thin flatbread. And it's spread with like a beef mince, onions, red peppers, tomato,
yes, I've had this before. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah.
And what I didn't know about that I recommend that you get sort of the side salads because they're nice, really fresh. They're small little salads. They got like fresh lettuce, crispy, like fresh tomatoes. But for the lahmacun, the traditional way to eat it is you could put the salad inside it and then you roll it and you eat it as a wrap.
Mm.
So I kind of had like a little bit of both just to try it, but it was really good. Everything was really fresh and really good. And then you have like the Turkish coffee or the Turkish tea, which is a whole experience in itself. The Turkish coffee is quite strong, which my husband really likes, and it's served like an ornate silver tray and cups, you know, with a little bit of like candied chickpeas I never had before. They even give some candied peanuts because they specialize in all those nuts and dried fruits at the shop. So you have that, and it comes with a glass of water, and the glass of water has like rose petals on it, and it's kind of like a palate cleanser.
Oh my goodness. It sounds a little bit like you're going to a Turkish cafe, but you're kind of going to Turkey when you step through the door a bit.
And it's not like you're a sort of, you know, people think a Turkish restaurant's all kind of the same thing. It's all kebabs and all that, which is fine, but this is more like a cafe. Like I said, you could get breakfast. The Turkish tea is lovely because it's served in that iconic tulip glass, which I loved. And there's pictures of it on my blog as well, like especially the Turkish coffee. It's just so beautiful. So it's just a really nice experience.
Sounds fun. Please tell me it's open on the weekend so I can go for
breakfast.
Yeah, it's
open every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Fabulous.
I think for the breakfast, I would just, if it's a weekend, I would definitely book.
Okay, noted. That's what I'm doing this weekend then, because we need a nice, relaxing weekend, and I think that might be the perfect way to start it. Price-wise, what are we talking? Anything extravagant?
No. I can't remember what the prices were, but there was nothing like,
this is
like,
surprise.
You know, it's a small cafe, very chilled out. Like, you know, it's basically a shop with some tables in it.
Brilliant.
But it's really nice.
Well, I'm definitely going to Turkey to the Botany Foodie Cafe on Mill Road this weekend for a lovely, lovely breakfast. Beautiful. Thank you for telling us about that one. And next, you've got Prana, who is the Indian restaurant on the corner just of Wider Street.
Yeah.
But they are expanding into breakfast.
Yes, they just launched a new breakfast menu a couple of weeks ago. I had a little sneak preview of it a couple of weeks ago, you know, breakfast / brunch. And it's really, really good. They're open on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can have like breakfast or you could also have their lunch menu. But I recommend if you're going to go during those times to have the breakfast. And they've got a combination of like more like an English breakfast thing. Like there's a full breakfast menu where it has like sort of the more English breakfast thing. If you didn't want anything sort of anything desi or Indian. So you can have that if somebody wanted to do that. And their meat is all halal as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bacon that they have is made with lamb, which is so good. And then they have chicken sausages or vegetarian sausages. So there's no pork. And so there's like a fill me up breakfast, which is more like that English one where you got two bacon rashers, two fried eggs, two chicken sausages, mushroom, hash brown, grilled tomato, baked beans, and toast.
Right.
And then they have a fill-me-up desi style, which is the same, but they have a desi style scrambled egg instead of the fried eggs, and masala baked beans, which are so good.
Now that sounds really interesting.
Good. Yeah, and then the toast is replaced with a butter pav, which is the bun.
Uh-huh.
So they've got, and they've got a half tank version, so if you wanted to have
all
less,
right.
And that's only £7, the half tank. And the fill me up is £11, £12, good value.
They like to keep themselves busy at Prana, don't they?
They do.
Are they trying to compete a little bit with the Scots opposite them with the brunch menu? Are they going to try and grab a bit of that business?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, yes, because I think the owner Kobir realized that there's definitely a demand for people coming in on the weekends, especially to have
there
a nice
is.
Brunch place.
Yeah.
And Scots is always heaving. I mean, I tried to go there once without a reservation at 10 o'clock or something, like, oh, we could see you at 1:45. It's like, yeah, I should have booked, you know. So,
well, and it's lovely. Good for
in
him.
There.
Good
yeah,
for
and it's
Kobir.
Something nice too. Like, they have the tally breakfast as well, which is the lovely circular platter with all the little plates.
And love
they have
that.
All the sort of the East is East or the desi classic, you know, omelette and tarka dal lentils and chana masala chickpeas.
Delicious.
So there's loads. There's wraps, there's avocado on toast. There's all kinds of things. There's chai as well, which is really nice, served in the traditional chai
kettle.
Okay,
so he's keeping it traditional with a little bit of a twist on
things. Yeah, something for everyone.
But something for everyone and keeping it like a different thing there. Okay, quickly then, you're going now from breakfast to just like the best lunch of my life. I've had it two or three times now. It's so reasonably priced, like you say here, but it's beyond that. Tell us about it. We are, of course, talking about the brilliant Fansets.
Fansets, absolutely. They since they opened, they have been like fully booked. You have to, for my experience, you have to book at least 2 months in advance, especially if you want dinner. And I tried to book it for my husband's birthday, which is February, and I should have done it around Christmas time, and then I didn't. And I didn't get a dinner reservation. I haven't been able to go there for dinner yet, but I got a lunch a lunch reservation. And either whether it's lunch or dinner, they have a prefix menu. So it's really good value. The lunch menu is two courses for £24 or three courses for £29. And the dinner is two courses for £38 or three courses for £48, although they do have a lot more selection. But, you know, it's a small restaurant. It ticks all the boxes. It has a fantastic French-influenced menu with quality seasonal produce.
Yeah.
The setting is relaxed. It could be for a special occasion or just like a casual meal with your friends. There's no air of pretension. The service is friendly and welcoming. They have a fantastic wine list.
Honestly.
It's the whole experience.
Everything they do there is just 100% spot on. It's lovely because you've taken us to Turkey for breakfast at Botany Foodie, and you're ending by taking us basically a little slice of Paris and just French heaven.
Oh yeah, we had souffle as our main course. I never had a souffle like that before.
Oh,
it was
my
very
God.
Different. So.
And they keep getting really good recognition as well.
Yes.
They get really good write-ups in some of the broadsheet sort of Sunday papers.
Yeah,
and
well-deserved, yes.
Yeah, and they've also had a couple of awards, or they've been added to...
Yeah, I don't know if it's like the, I don't know if it's Hardin's or Michelin.
Yeah.
You know, definitely all those sort of the top ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. You must treat yourself to Fancy's. It really is worth every single penny.
We're live and local.
Across the day. 105. Cambridge 105 Radio.